I'm Mark Bayshore. Thank you for joining us. Touré is one of those rare writers who's not only gifted but also widely read in more than one field. Much of his early writing was done on topics related to music. He's also written extensively on matters of race, most notably with his 2011 book, Who's Afraid of Post-Blackness? Now, you may have seen him on television. He was a co-host of the now-defunct MSNBC program The Cycle. On Thursday, he'll be part of a program called Identity and Bias, Impact on Individuals and Institutions. That is a program in Grand Rapids. Current State Scott Pohl recently spoke with Touré, and he's here with more. We're going to hear from Touré twice on the show this week, Scott.
That's right, Mark. We had a lengthy conversation on the topics closest to his heart. I must say that by way of introduction, I met Touré in January while I was at the International Blues Challenge in Memphis. He was at a program featuring female blues artists, talking with people for an upcoming story on women in the blues for Smithsonian Magazine. I can't wait to see what he has to say about that. Since music was our introduction, I wanted music to be the first part of this two-part interview. His most recent book, I Would Die for You, is about one of my favorite performers, Prince. Touré calls Prince one of the most extraordinary artists of our times.
That book began out of the previous book, when I interviewed Skip Gates for my book about blackness. At the end of the conversation, he said, you know, well, why don't you come back next year and, you know, you'd be part of our lecture series where, you know, somebody does three lectures on something, some aspect of culture. So I was like, okay, you know, what would I like to do that I could spend, you know, a year or two focused on? And like, you know, if you give yourself a two-year project, you know, in the realm of culture, you want to make sure that you're not going to be sick of that thing by the end of the, you know, I mean, like, that would be really bad. Like, if you wrote a book on the Brady Bunch, and by the end of the, you know, the book's about to come out, and they're asking you for edits, and you're like, I can't stand these people. I wish they would all explode, you know. And Prince was something that I was like, I could listen to that music and, you know, sort of dig deeper into that guy and what he's all about for, you know, a very long time. And I spent a lot of time really like sifting through that music with like a microscope and musicologists and deconstructing it with me for me. And I love the music, his music. And, you know, it's not old or for me or anything like that.
You're on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominating committee, and you've written extensively for many years about music and musicians. Some notable rockers like Gene Simmons have decried rap and hip-hop and say that acts like N.W.A. don't belong in the Hall of Fame. They were just inducted into the Hall. Lots of really notable artists like Tupac Shakur are going to become eligible for the Hall in the next few years. What's your perspective on membership in the Hall, nominating artists to the Hall? Can you shed some light on that, please?
Well, you know, there's definitely some argument and debate within that group of what does rock and roll mean? And I think there you get the schism where some of us are like, of course, Run DMC and Tupac and NWA should go in, and others who are like, where's the guitars? And you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has honored a certain kind of hip hop act, Public Enemy in, NWA's in, but De La Soul, KRS-One, Rakim are not. You know, Run DMC is in, but Kool Herc, Afrika Bambaataa, and Grandmaster Flash are not. Right, they sort of core of the pioneer class. So, you know, this is extremely spotty record. You know, I mean, if you look at like who's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it doesn't come close to telling the history of hip hop. Because certain sorts of groups that were loud and abrasive and had this sort of more traditional rock and roll energy to them, I think, and had some more, well, yeah, those sort of groups are being rewarded and other groups are not. I mean, you know, the group of people who vote on such things is, you know, overwhelmingly white. They're mostly older than me. They're overwhelmingly male. A lot of them are not understanding of hip hop and they're not voting for hip hop. And there should be more of an effort to change the voting body. So you're moving into, historically, you're moving into a very fertile period for hip hop. Is Snoop going to get in? Is Tupac going to get in? Biggie is coming up. Jay-Z is coming up very soon. There'll be others. Wu-Tang is coming up very soon. I'm talking about in the next 2-3 years. There are others who are just escaping me at this second. But, still, Rakim, KRS-One, De La Soul, not in. It gets very difficult. People will start to really notice, like, wow, there's a large group of people who make up hip-hop history who are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And why is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ignoring these sort of people? And ultimately, it only goes to damaging the credibility of a really important, valuable organization. I've been to that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame building. It's great. It's beautiful. It's a fun museum visit. If you're in Cleveland absolutely go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. If you care at all about music, you'll definitely enjoy it. And the sort of people who they're inducting have to be right. And, they're not moving in the right direction on hip hop. And I don't know if they will in time to keep it from that, embarrassed again. They end up getting embarrassed behind. Where's so-and-so? Where's this one? Where's that one? If people really stopped, people who care about music really stopped and thought about how, Bambaataa and Grandmaster Flash and Kool Herc are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that would be like, that's insane. Voters are explicitly told that rock and roll is meant to be understood as broadly as possible. It's not supposed to be a cudgel where you're like, well, we compare you to the Rolling Stones, or Led Zeppelin. And if you're not like them, then, you don't, like, no, that's not how it's supposed to be. We put in all sorts of groups and, hip hop's not the only group that's complaining.
Author and commentator Touré will be part of Forum 2016 in Grand Rapids at DeVos Place on April 21st. It's sponsored by Partners for a Racism-Free Community in Grand Rapids. Touré, thank you.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.
And tomorrow, Scott's conversation with Touré will turn to an examination of racial politics in the 2016 presidential campaign.